This is a reading from John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the powerless, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Holy God, open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts, that we may hear and receive your word, allowing it to transform our lives. Amen. When I think about a significant amount of time, while it tends to be a relative thing, I think we can all agree that 38 years is a significant amount of time. Now, when a couple's been married for 38 years, they would be hard-pressed to find someone who would say that they're practically newlyweds. A person who has been at the same job for 38 years is practically unheard of in today's society. A friend you've had for 38 years gets the introduction, "Well, we've been friends forever." If someone has had a problem for 38 years, it often gets described as chronic. It feels like there's little hope that something is going to change, that things are going to get better. It's understandable that after 38 years, a person tends to feel a bit stuck. In our passage this morning, we find a person who has been an invalid for 38 years. 38 years of wishing things would be different. 38 years of various attempts to be made well. 38 years of going to various doctors, but to no avail. 38 years of depending on help from others that probably started to dwindle over time. 38 years of no relief in sight. 38 years of wanting things to be different, but unsure what to do now. 38 years of increasing loneliness and hopelessness. Year after year, it was the same thing, the same struggle, the same endless battle of trying to do the simplest of tasks. 38 years of no change. When a person battles something for that long, they have a choice to make. They can choose to change and adapt to this new reality, or they can find themselves stuck, spending their time wishing for what they had, what they lost, and devastated by the fact that they can't get it back. Stuck wishing for something that seems impossible. This man was stuck. Instead of trying to change and adapt to his situation, he found himself at the same place he always went. He went to the pool called Bethesda. The people believed that the waters in this pool, when they were stirred up, the first person who went into the water would be healed. We don't know for how many years this man had been going to the pool for healing, but we can assume that this is not his first time. For all the trips he made, he remained on the side of the pool, never making it into the water. When it was stirred up, he couldn't get in there first, because he never had the help that he needed. No one was there to help him in the water. And because he didn't have help, someone else always beat him in. And so he was stuck, not able to experience the healing that he had longed for, wishing for things to be different. Well, this day was no different than any of the other days in the man's life. Again, he made his way to the pool. Again, he waited for the waters to be stirred up. Again, he waited, hoping that today was the day he would make it into that water first. But there was something different today. In the middle of all those who had come for healing, there was a stranger walking among the crowd. The man who was invalid watched this man with a cautious eye as he was trying to figure out who this man was. He was uncertain. But as this stranger was walking around the pool, he stopped in front of the man who was invalid and asked him the most ridiculous question. Do you want to get well? Now, what kind of question is that? It'd be like going into the ICU and asking some random patient in there if they want to get well. Of course they want to get well. Who would rather stay sick? Who would rather have things remain as they are, especially when they're not all that great? The stranger was surrounded by people in need of healing, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. Why would they not want to get well? Why would they even bother coming to this pool of Bethsaida if they didn't want to be healed? But then as I think about it, maybe this question isn't as simple as it appears. Maybe this question isn't as ridiculous as it seems on the surface. If this man is made well, his life is instantly changed. He would experience the healing and the wholeness that he dreamed of. Maybe he could start to get his life back. Get back on track, do the things he has only dreamt of doing up until this point. But then 38 years is a long time to be an invalid. Even though life was a struggle each day, at least he knew what the struggle was. He knew the obstacles that he was up against. He knew what he would face each day. He was torn. He wanted to be healed. But change is hard. He wanted to get into that water, but getting in would mean that the life he has known for the last 38 years would no longer exist. He wanted to be healed, but was he ready to live a life where he was healed? Was he ready to live in a way that he had not been able to do so for 38 years? Is that why he remained on that side of the pool all these years? Is that why he just dreamed of the healing that could take place instead of actually getting into the pool? Change can be terrifying. Change, while it's a good thing, can still be really difficult. That's because with change comes a lot of unknown realities. Sometimes it's easier facing a known future than an unknown one, even if the unknown future could be a whole lot better. Do you want to get well? When Jesus asked the man at the pool, some might argue that he sounded a little defensive, like, Jesus, what are you thinking? Of course I want to get well. Otherwise, I wouldn't be beside this pool. I just didn't have anyone to help me. Otherwise, I would have gone in already and experienced that healing. But then again, maybe he wasn't defensive at all. Maybe he's just exhausted. Exhausted by the fact that the people who should be able to be counted on to help him had abandoned him. Exhausted by the fact that if he could just have someone to help him, he could experience the healing that he longed for. Do you want to get well? How would you respond if Jesus asked you that question today? Would you find yourself relieved, annoyed, bitter, anxious? Do you want to get well? Where do you find yourself today as you think about Jesus asking you this question? Maybe for you, you find yourself a little defensive. You've been praying for healing for a long time, but it hasn't made any difference. Maybe you find yourself a little irritated at Jesus this morning, and you find yourself telling him everything you have tried, everything that you have done for things to be different. And it hasn't changed your reality yet. Maybe you find yourself exhausted. All the people who used to be there to help you, to support you, to encourage you, have all grown a little weary. They were great for the first year or two, but as time went on, help was harder to come by. And today you find yourself feeling so alone. While you find yourself struggling day after day, others have moved on with their lives. And you're just tired of fighting. Maybe for you, it's just complete denial. Like, Jesus, I don't even know what you're talking about. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm already well. You know, we're sometimes blind to the ways in which we need healing. We're so out of touch with our own brokenness that we don't even like to think about it. We think that if we keep smiling, keep pressing forward, keep doing even more than what people expect of us, that no one will notice that we're hurting. We might notice it if we allowed ourselves to slow down, but we keep moving, so we ignore those things within ourselves that need healing. It's just easier to focus on helping others. Do you want to get well? I want you to really search your hearts this morning. What in your life right now is in need of healing this morning? Maybe you've been dealing with a physical malady that's been really difficult. Maybe it's one that you've not told anyone else about, or one you've been dealing with for years. Do you want to get well? Maybe you need healing in a relationship that you have with a spouse or a parent, a child, or a friend. Maybe there have been hurt feelings, tensions always bubbling below the surface, unforgiveness that you've just been holding on to for far too long. Do you want to get well? Maybe this morning you find yourself holding on to a dream that's always been there, but you haven't been bold enough to go after it, scared of what might happen if you do. You find yourself making excuses as to why this isn't quite the right time. So you stay at a job that isn't fulfilling, finding feelings of bitterness building up. You find resentment welling inside you as you see others go after dreams that they have, and you're feeling stuck where you are. Do you want to get well? Maybe you find yourself struggling this morning with your faith. Maybe you've been wrestling with questions for a really long time. Maybe something happened in your life and you wonder if God is really real. Maybe you find yourself just going through the motions, unsure how it could ever get better. Do you want to get well? Many of the healing stories in the Bible typically have a person who needs healing falling at Jesus' feet or crying out for Jesus to help him. Then after they've been healed, they walk away praising God for what has happened, or even choosing to leave everything behind and follow after Jesus. Our passage this morning is very different from those typical healing stories. This man who was invalid never came to Jesus to ask to be healed. And after he was healed, he didn't go away praising God for what happened. Remember, he didn't even know who Jesus was. He was just some stranger asking him a ridiculous question. And then if we would have kept reading this morning, we would find that when the religious authorities asked this man, well, who healed him? Who healed you? Told him, oh, yeah, that was Jesus. He's the one who told me to carry my mat on the Sabbath. Just throw him right in front of the bus, right? Giving the religious authorities one more reason they wanted to kill Jesus. This man didn't have any faith. He didn't really show himself as someone who was deserving. This passage reminds us that Jesus doesn't just come to those who have faith, who believe in God, or who even deserve healing. Jesus doesn't just go to those who will praise God for what has happened. And still, Jesus brings healing to this man. And that's because the purpose of this is that Jesus was doing the work of his Father. Do you want to be made well? Jesus asked this man not because he's going to help him into the pool to experience healing. Jesus comes to the man where he is and offers him words of life and resurrection. Get up, pick up your mat and walk. What about you? Do you want Jesus to make you well? Do you want to experience the healing that you have longed for? Do you want to experience the healing and wholeness that only God can bring? I know that change can be terrifying. I know that the uncertainty of the future can be frightening. But what if Jesus has something even better in store for you? What if the future that God has for you is better than you can even imagine? Jesus is asking you to be a part of the amazing future God has in store for you. Will you give Jesus permission to make you well? You don't have to remain stuck. You don't have to stay where you are in this moment. You don't have to allow the past, what you've done, what you've left undone, to define you any longer. Jesus wants to offer you healing. Jesus wants to offer you wholeness. Jesus wants to offer you words of life and resurrection. So what do you say? Do you want to be made well? Let us pray. God of life and resurrection, we come to you this morning in our brokenness. We have grown comfortable where we are. It feels safe in the familiar patterns of our life, and it makes it difficult to embrace the fact that you can have something even better for us. Help us to boldly say that we want you to make us well. Help us to embrace the good things that you have in store for us. We ask this morning for healing for the thing in our life that has been holding us captive for far too long. Come to us in our stuck places and allow us to stand up, take up our mats, and walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.